Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, coming up on today's news, our first glimpse at AEW's video game.
A huge Hell in a Cell match has been moved to SmackDown.
WWE are looking to bring back Raw Roulette and King of the Ring.
And their officials still want Aleister Black, can you believe it?
Not only that, but multiple released WWE talents are looking to get out of their 90-day non-compete clauses.
Roman Reigns has warned The Rock and John Cena.
And Stephanie McMahon promises a lot of surprises for SummerSlam. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Adam Nicholas.
And this is today's bumper news. So let's dive straight in with that
bumper
footage from the new AEW video game. First glimpse of this. It was released like a 30-second clip on AEW Games' Twitter account overnight. Kenny Omega voicing it with some footage of Darby Allin being his usual reckless coffin-dropping self. And I've got to say, I mean, it's a video game at the end of the day. There's not a lot you can really glean from 30 seconds, but I think it looks great and, well, no glitches. So that's a turn for the books, Nicholas.
It is, but then where are they going to get the content from when they do those 30-minute compilations of all the glitches? I mean, they haven't thought this through, have they?
Yeah, Kenny Omega talking about this, talking more about his, I think it's called the two-point show, or whatever it is that he presents. But certainly, yeah, I mean, we really should get someone like Scott Telford on for this, because I've no idea how to analyse video games. I just go, yeah, it looks good. But it does genuinely look really fluid, and I'm very excited about a good wrestling video game. 2K has been great, it's just the last few years.
I would agree. This looks like a game that fans want to see. Who would have thought of that? AEW catering to their fans again. What a weird concept that is. Shall we move on, though, to our next story? Yeah. We have a big one. It's the huge match from Hell in a Cell that has been moved to tonight's SmackDown. And it's definitely happening. Definitely. Maybe. Yes. No, this is official. WWE have announced that the Hell in a Cell match between Rey Mysterio and Roman Reigns will be happening on tonight's SmackDown. This started because Rey Mysterio fired out a tweet, as all good bits of promotion should happen. It's basically saying to Roman, it's eating me up inside. I can't wait any longer. I want the Hell in a Cell match tomorrow night at Roman Reigns at Heyman Hustle. Sure enough, of course, the big dog didn't take long to respond. Sunday, Friday, any day makes no difference to me. This sounds like me trying to figure out what I'm going to eat. It's just like, any day, doesn't matter, I'll eat. It'll be my pleasure to disgrace what's left of your family name tomorrow night inside Hell in a Cell. My special counsel here, Mel Hustle, will handle the paperwork. I will personally handle the warfare. Oh, God. Ooh. Well, I mean, this sounds like Rey Mysterio couldn't wait to die, is what he's basically said, yeah? However, as much as I like the enthusiasm of this, I think we're both sceptical, Mr. Wilborn. Surely this match either isn't going to take place or we're going to get some sort of shenanigans and it's still going to happen on Hell in a Cell, but we want those eyes on SmackDown.
Yeah, call me a cynic, and I've no doubt that this will get more eyes on SmackDown, and yeah, it's a clever little promotional tactic, but Roman Reigns' tweet probably should have read Sunday, Friday, why not both? Because we all know that's exactly what's going to happen. Shenanigans are plenty, no doubt, on tonight's SmackDown. Looking a great show, though, with all the fallout from last week, of course. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be one of those where this is a weekend I would not want to be Dominic Mysterio. That's all I'll say, especially after what happened to him last week. But the Mysterio family on the whole, are not going to have a good mid-June weekend. So, yeah, I think it's going to be one of those where it's just going to further develop tonight. We aren't going to get a satisfactory or a clean conclusion, and then it's just going to be put on for Sunday. And I bloody well hope it is, because I'm working a half day today, because as we all know, it's coming home, and I'm driving down to Liverpool to see some friends to watch the England-Scotland game. So we recorded in advance Wrestle Culture and the Hell in a Cell preview podcast. Thanks, WWE.
Just like to point out, that's taken you... I was wondering how long it would take you. 4 minutes and 27 seconds that took you to mention it's coming home. It was always going to happen at some point today. It was always going to happen at some point today.
Especially with no Andy Murray. Very smart move not being on the news this
clever,
morning.
Clever.
But let's move on and talk about some huge developments as well. WWE really trying to pull out every single stop for when fans return. Andrew Zarian, of course, of the Matt Men Pro Wrestling podcast, is really good with these sorts of things usually. Tweeting out overnight again, piggybacking on Wrestle Votes with this. Raw Roulette and King of the Ring are more than likely to happen this year. It's been a checkered history for King of the Ring in particular, but as always, the eternal optimist, I'm excited. So you're telling me there's a chance we could have a Queen of the Ring as well, just putting it out there. But yeah, Raw Roulette's always a bit of fun as well.
Yeah, let's not push it, you know. Can't ask for too much off them. You know, they're trying their best. They're trying their best, are they? They're trying something. I think it's my patience.
They're promising they're going to try their best eventually.
Yes, this feels very much like, we are going to give you what you want. And then, no, it doesn't seem that way. But yeah, hey, look, they're trying. And as you say, I tell you what, it's Friday. I'm in a good mood. Let's just assume, for once, that maybe, just maybe, this will actually be good. Because this is a company who doesn't always do terrible things. Apart from when they release people that they apparently don't want to release, actually. Maybe not. Let's move to our next story, shall we? Because WWE officials apparently are still wanting Aleister Black to return to the company. That's Aleister Black, by the way. They've just released. Remember him? Yeah, they've just released. Having completely and utterly destroyed the man's aura for the best part of a year and a bit. Yes. Not great, this, but here we are. PW Insider are reporting that there's some whispers backstage that this is still very much on the cards. I'll just read you the quote here. They've said there continues to be a lot of talk internally, all the way up to the top WWE executives, that the release of Aleister Black was a premature decision. Who would have thought it? There's been talk in recent weeks about AEW interest in him, which has sparked some additional discussion inside WWE. Whether they pull the trigger on this, similar to what Triple H has done with Samoa Joe or not, remains to be seen, but there continues to be second guessing about cutting him after spending time on rebooting his character. Spending time on rebooting his character, Adam Wilborn. I mean, there's a lot in here. What this translates to me as, I know it's Friday and I said we're going to try and be positive, but what I'm reading here is, we don't want him to go to AEW, we don't know what to do with him, but we really don't want him to go there, so maybe we'll just bring him back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised WWE officials want Aleister Black back. He's an incredible wrestler.
Really good.
They probably also get the likes of, and not to just single them out, but people like Buddy Murphy and Ruby Riott. Didn't need to release them. He didn't need to release anyone for budget cuts. But anyway, it's not the time to talk about that. But I just love the fact that, according to recent reports, at the bare minimum, Samoa Joe, Aleister Black and Zelina Vega were told, you're fired! And then got told, oh, actually, do you want to come back? We changed our minds. Ridiculous this. We've reported on these sorts of things quite a lot. And like you say, as soon as AEW starts sniffing around them, it's the kid in the nursery, isn't it?
Yep.
Like,
oh,
I don't want to play with that toy anymore. Wait, you want to play with it? No, give it back. So, I mean, if they bring him back and do something good with, all I want is Aleister Black to be given a decent platform to demonstrate how much of a mint wrestler he is. I don't care where that is, but don't have him do spooky bollocks in a cupboard anymore. How about that? Anyway, but the thing is, this is the only story reporting on today about released WWE talent. Slightly different on this. This one being reported by Fightful Select. Apparently, multiple WWE talents released this year have been talking with WWE about basically foregoing their 90-day non-complete clause. Some of them saying, can I just please start wrestling right now, basically, or can I start wrestling a few days before it was meant to expire? And apparently, these are being received pretty well by WWE. Talent relations boss John Laurinaitis, in charge of all this, rumours saying that he's actually open to this. So just to keep you up to date, for those released in June, their 90-day non-compete clause would expire on the 31st of August. That's a Tuesday. And those released in April, that would expire on a Wednesday of all days, July 14th. So, I mean, if you're going to debut at, say, I don't know, All Out, it doesn't really matter because that's, I think, 5th of September. Mm. But just doing the maths in my head, in July, there's a lot of those AEW dates like Road Rager and Fighter Fest and Fight for Fallen. Maybe it's related to that. That is pure speculation on my behalf. But yeah, it does seem fair that WWE sacked these people out of the blue. So if they've got offers and bookings, maybe we can waive some of that 90-day non-compete clause, Nicholas.
I mean, after all the things that they've done on, or certainly not done for these talents, like throughout the years they've probably sat in catering, or throughout the years they haven't been even given a look in, or in fact they have been put on TV and they've just done either nothing with them, done something terrible with them, you feel like almost the least they could do is just be like, yeah, yes, okay, like, just off you go. We get it. Like, here's a little bit of humanity in a time where maybe humanity could be a really good thing. I don't know. I mean, they're not famous for this, WWE. We know that. But it would be nice to see this. And if again, let's put the positive caps on. It's Friday. Maybe they're learning their lessons. And they're not. I mean, they're not. I can't even do that. They're not. I hope it happens genuinely for the people who have not been able to wrestle. It must be frustrating if you're trying to get that momentum when you've just been released and you can't because of the non-compete. Although, I guess some of them might just want the time to just regather their thoughts and prepare for the future. So I can see both sides of the coin. If it was my company, Adam, I would do it because I feel like I'm a nice person who understands people just want to go out there and do their goddamn job. But I wouldn't have left them in catering in the first place.
No.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Never mind. I tell you one person who's not in catering and will not be getting released anytime soon. Woo-hoo. That's Roman Reigns. The big dog Roman Reigns. The man, the tribal chief, the head of the table, whatever you want to call him. I mean, he's terrifying. Let's put it that way. Whether he's in character or out of character, the man is great. But he has been speaking to ESPN's Sport Nation during an interview. And the topic that seems to continue to keep coming up is Roman Reigns going to wrestle against some of these former huge stars in WWE, like The Rock, like John Cena? Well, he had a lot to say about it. We should point out it was in character, but it doesn't make it any less good. He said, with regards to a match against The Rock, he said, yeah, that is a dream match for a lot of our fans, but it ain't a dream of his, you know what I mean? I get a lot of this with both Dwayne and John. Always love it when people call The Rock Dwayne. It makes me laugh so much. These guys are doing very well for themselves. There's no question about it. If I were these guys, I don't know if I'd want to come back and deal with me. I am a problem right now for everybody. If I were there, I'd stay on set and keep pumping out these streaming service movies. Don't come to my ring is what I would do. The man knows how to work up a storm. He knows exactly what he's doing. I love this. I love the defiance. I love the difference between this and maybe Roman Reigns back in 2015, who would be like, yeah, I'd love to wrestle The Rock. It would be great. Like, this is a great marker set down. And obviously with all the rumours that are circulating about a potential match with Cena at SummerSlam and a potential match with The Rock at Mania somewhere down the line, this feels relevant, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm often not a fan of like in-character interviews, aside from like a Don Callis or in this case a Roman Reigns, because I absolutely love it. The effective sit down, old man, that he said to both of them in that. And I mean, please, We've been so good, and you have been so bad, WWE. Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns has been the shining light throughout this. The man who broke our bad pay-per-view streak with WWE, let's not forget Adam Nicholas, saving SummerSlam last year. The path is there. We've talked about it a million times. I just keep saying it like I keep saying Sami Zayn to win Money in the Bank, willing it into existence. Dead simple. Cena at SummerSlam. Brock at Survivor Series. Edge at the Royal Rumble. The Rock at WrestleMania, and then someone taking the title off him 2 years after his big, big return at SummerSlam. Just build up a decent baby face to take the title off him in the meantime. You've got one on SmackDown. His name's Big E. He's my best friend, and he's mint. But you'll probably bugger it up by then, and by that time, you'll need Cameron Grimes to come in and take it off him. But yes, absolutely love this, and very excited to see the response if we do get one from Dwayne and John. Talking of SummerSlam, the final story of today in today's bumper news, Stephanie McMahon, she's going to headline. No, she has been talking with Yahoo Finance recently and teased something big, basically, for this year's SummerSlam. Of course, it's going down at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. Going to be huge. I think it's like 40-odd thousand capacity, if reports are to be believed. And speaking to Yahoo Finance, McMahon said, "Ever since Ronda Rousey broke my arm, I have a little PTSD, so I'm not sure when you're going to see me in the ring anytime soon. Thank God for that. But I guarantee for SummerSlam, there is going to be a lot of surprises." Oh, I'm excited for this summer, even though I get horrifically sunburned every single day I walk outside, Adam Nicholas.
This feels like those years when you're trying to find the perfect Christmas present for someone and you can't do it, and you're trying to do it on a budget, and you just, to solve the problem, you just throw money at it. You just throw money at it, and you're like, right, okay, here's something ridiculously huge, and there you go, that's money, solved the problem. I feel like that's what they're trying to do with SummerSlam. They know they need it to be a big hit. We've heard time and time again, this is essentially going to be their WrestleMania, is what they want it to be this year, because, well, WrestleMania was good. This is where they can really get back into full gear. Genuinely, I'm very intrigued to see what happens. With that, though, comes a lot of expectation, of course. Like, and fans are famous for having low expectations. No, everybody's going to be hyped for this show. We're all going to be expecting the best. Oh, God, I hope the best isn't Stephanie McMahon in some kind of match with, like, the Bellas again. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. As long as it's not that.
Just as I reread that, I realise she didn't say good surprises. She just said surprises. Surprises can be bad as well.
Surprises
but yes,
can be bad.
Like you say, SummerSlam is shaping up both in WWE's hype of it and fans' expectations to be the biggest show of this year. Arguably bigger than WrestleMania. And how often can you say that about SummerSlam? So very, very excited to see what comes next. Let us know your speculations, what to expect there in the comment section down below. And we'll move on to today's Twitter questions. We're going to try and fly through these because I know we've rattled on today. First question today comes from Fraser Cranium, who says, "Morning, lads. What do you say about celebrities guesting in AEW? I ask because I have the perfect idea. Keanu Bloody Reeves. Beloved, badass Keanu Reeves, get him in a mid-card tag mini feud and immediately take my money. I'm in, Nicholas. Count me in."
Yeah, as long as he's doing full John Wick gimmick or whatever, I'm in. Keanu Reeves in anything works for me. So Keanu Reeves is All Elite. You've heard it here first. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, it's happening.
I mean, it's not mid-card, but can you imagine, because obviously Fraser's included that shot of John Wick on the horse. Imagine him and Hangman Page as a tag team riding in. Oh! Just no pyro, AEW. Learn from your bloody mistakes. For God's sake, he's a horse. Stop setting off pyro near animals, you bonkers lot.
And imagine John Wick smashing like Darby Allin through an abandoned warehouse somewhere for like ages. It would just be great, wouldn't it? The choreography alone would be amazing.
Oh, God, I daren't even spec. John Wick versus Eddie Kingston in a fight that never ends, basically. Oh, God. Why have you planted this in my head, Fraser? Right, second question today comes from Matthias Geronimo. I'm sorry, I butchered your name there, Matthias. He says, "Hello, guys. Good morning. Everyday watcher, first-time asker." Like that. More
nice.
Of those sort of things.
Nice.
What culture WWE if you want to ask this question? Would you be up for a babyface turn for Sami Zayn? Maybe going for the tag belts with KO. Imagine them facing the Usos. It would be awesome.
I am 50% in on this, 50% out on this. I would like to see the Sami Zayn face turn. I think it could be time. I think he's earned it, the right to go back to that, because, and he's such a great baby face. Like, anybody who's ever watched NXT back in the day when he was in there, the potential he has, and it's not overstating it, is Daniel Bryan-esque to be a baby face in the company.
Yep.
The underdog to literally rise to the top. He's proved he can do every other facet of it. If only Vince would get past the thing that he's this short-ish, ginger-ish, not like super physique guy, and just go for him. He could do it. He's amazing. I would like that, but I would like to keep him and Kevin separate for me personally.
Yeah, I think they may well be separated by the draft after SummerSlam, if I'm perfectly honest. In the meantime, yeah, tag stuff with those two would be absolutely great. I don't think they're going to. They're just going to fight forever and probably be involved in Money in the Bank, because Sami Zayn should hold the Money in the Bank briefcase. I keep saying this. Give it to him, even if you want to keep him heel. Him as part of this conspiracy with a briefcase skanking down to the ring is a dream of mine. I say he should win Money in the Bank every year. Do you remember that year where I was like, I think he's going to win, and then Braun Strowman put him in a bin or something? I was like, well, guess that's that buggered. But yeah, who knows? But yeah, more Sami Zayn on my TV, heel babyface, Raw, SmackDown, I don't care. If you're looking to fill up time on Monday Night Raw, though, he is your guy, as long as you don't give him crap to talk. But speaking of Money in the Bank, final question today comes from, but what about the Attitude Era on Twitter, who says, if he's happy and healthy, personally, professionally, mentally, etc., absolutely right that. Keith Lee as mystery entrant at Money in the Bank and winner of the briefcase, Adam Nicholas, bueno or no bueno?
Oh, I like the sound of it. I do like the sound of it. Although, I have to say, I am contractually obliged to be Team Wilborn and say that Sami Zayn has to win the briefcase. I do agree with that. But Keith Lee returning in any sort of shock capacity and getting to be Keith Lee and getting to be happy and healthy, as you pointed out there, is something I would like to see very much. The guy is a great dude by all accounts. Across the board, not a bad word said about the man. Get him back. Do something amazing with him. It's not difficult. He could make anything work. Just let him have a chance, man.
Yeah, whatever has taken him off TV, and obviously we wish him well in whatever recovery it is. Absolutely. Take as long as you need, Keith. Absolutely. But whatever's taken him off TV, I always say this, it's been a bit of a blessing in disguise, because we forgot about the crap way that they just sort of booked him into oblivion 50-50 and made him wear a tennis skirt for a bit. So yeah, bring him back, put him in the main event picture, whether that be via Money in the Bank, although I think Sami Zayn should win that, whether that be just dropping him in and having him come back when Bobby Lashley beats Drew and says, right, I've beaten the biggest bastard on this show, who's left? Oh, bloody hell, it's Keith Lee. Yes, remember, Vince, remember what you fell in love with at Survivor Series. It's still there. Just let him be himself, for Christ's sake. Anyway, let's move on to today's and finally. I did just initially have the words "It's coming home" written down here, but I'm going to not do that as today's and finally. It's just something lovely I saw very briefly earlier on today on Squared Circle. Kairi Sane, the lovely Kairi Sane. Aww. God, do we miss her. She announced the fact that she has passed on her first attempt the exam to become a certified sports mental trainer. Massive congratulations to her. Adam Nicholas, I don't need to tell you how awesome Kairi Sane is, but just lovely news this to wake up to.
Lovely news. The pirate princess, but the captain of the boat that is my heart, Kairi Sane. She was excellent forever, and I wish they'd done better to her on the main roster. There's a sentence I say far too often when it comes to WWE.
Yes, massive congrats to Kairi Sane. And best of luck in becoming a sports mental trainer. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section down below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts, granted wrestle culture and the Hell in a Cell preview. Kind of buggered by that news today. But regardless, we've got the SmackDown preview to come. That's going to be recorded later on today with myself and Michael Hamflett, so we can talk about the rearranged Hell in a Cell match, as well as, of course, with the AEW Dynamite preview. It's all going on. Anyway, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter, of course, at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Adam Nicholas at...
It's Adam Nicholas, and you can follow Adam Wilborn at...
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. All jokes aside, best of luck to Andy Murray and all the Scorts this afternoon. But for now, my thanks to Adam Nicholas. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
It's coming home.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.